It was once unthinkable, the British Queen shaking hands with the ex-leader of the IRA. Martin McGuinness is now a lawmaker with Sinn Féin, the IRA's political wing, and Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland. John Bew is Director of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation and Political Violence at King's College London. He says the symbolism is being overplayed.
Now, there's a huge debate within the Republican movement from which Sinn Féin heralds as to whether this is ideologically a correct thing to do. But the key thing you've got to understand is that it keeps Martin McGuinness in the limelight. It keeps Sinn Féin making headlines and it keeps their project, if you like, on the news at all times.
The meeting took place in a theatre in a Belfast suburb with the benign backdrop of an art exhibition. Microphones were banned. At one point, McGuinness appeared alongside the Queen's husband, Prince Philip, but the Prince moved swiftly away. In 1979, Lord Mountbatten, Prince Philip's uncle and the Queen's cousin, was killed by an IRA bomb planted on his boat in the Republic of Ireland. Violence between Protestants loyal to the Crown and Roman Catholics fighting for a united Ireland appeared to have no end, claiming more than 3,500 lives. McGuinness is seen here in 1972, giving a message to the then British Northern Ireland Secretary, William Whitelaw.
Our supporters would like to make it clear that the provisional IRA will not stop a fight until the three demands that we have put to Mr. Whitelaw are met.
A full political settlement in Northern Ireland wasn't reached until 1998 with the signing of the Good Friday Accords. John Bew of King's College London says the terror threat hasn't fully receded.
Breakaway organisations from the IRA, like the Real IRA, the Continuity IRA, have not been as successful as they would like. They have not broken away a significant portion of popular support from Sinn Féin, but they still pose a deadly threat and contain some very serious individuals.
The Queen's visit to Northern Ireland is part of her Diamond Jubilee celebrations. There has been some opposition, but the majority of Northern Ireland's politicians support the meeting with McGuinness. The handshake was over in seconds. But with so much blood shed to get here, it's being seen as an historic moment. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.